Mess up, I'm sorry.
They can hear me. I had known about Jesus since I was a child. We did not have a church or a religion in my household, but I was given the opportunity to go to a Bible school in the summer with my cousins. When I got older, I was married twice and had two kids before I actually met the man I was meant to be with. My third husband, his name was Rick. He was absolutely wonderful to me and my kids, wonderful to, he got me to go to the church with him, and I found God to be the staple of a relationship. We found love with each other, but loved God first. We had the best 7 years together before he had a tragedy taken from us. The morning of Thanksgiving of 2007, I found my husband, my soulmate, deceased on our bathroom floor. The worst day of my life. I'm nervous. Can you tell?
Just breathe.
After he passed away, I was devastated and questioned everything. He was only 50 years old. I stopped going to church and stopped talking to God. I was upset with him. I just kept living, but not feeling alive. Kept taking care of my kids and the best I could. My daughter was suffering also, but was I.
Just breathe.
Yeah, I know. So it caused us both kind of keep going on living, but not healing. She needed lots of therapy. My son started going out with the wrong crowds, and we are now a family of three who are grieving separately in our own ways. Over the years, after Rick had passed, I felt like I lost control of my kids and their decisions. My daughter with her mental health, my son with an addiction. Not to go too deep into the trials and errors of my kids' struggles. Know that at this point, my son is clean and healthy.
Amen. Yes.
His addictions, and my daughter now has a beautiful one-year-old. For those reasons, I have to give thanks to the Lord. And my son also has a set of girl twins that just turned two, and they're amazing also. Over the past couple years, I have felt an emptiness that I couldn't understand. To put it in better words, I felt lost. Then a lady moved out front of the building I'd live in. Her name is Jeanette, which is here today, who is here, and she came up to my house, and we would chat, and she started talking about God. I knew I was feeling something from these talks. Then one day, Nicole called and asked me to go to church with her, and I said, yes. This is something I knew I needed to do to see if this is truly why I felt empty. I went to church with Nicole, and my answers came flooding in. My heart knew this was right. I then asked Jeanette to come along with and just prove that God uses us as vessels. There we are, three people who came from some tough backgrounds, all accepted at the beautiful church with wonderful people here. We all feel the Spirit here. I knew that I wanted to be baptized because God let me know I deserve to be loved, that I deserve to not to feel the pain of this world. When I go to heaven, God knows my heart, and I choose to go with him in his baptism of truth, life, and eternity. Now, I was given a homework assignment.
Sorry, I gave a homework.
By Nicole. She told me to go to the Bible, open it up, and point it at something, and go from that.
And have God speak to you.
And I did. I did that. And it came out to Matthew with the bread and the cup. During the meal, Jesus took and blessed the bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples. Take, eat. This is my body. Taking the cup, thanking God, he gave it to them. Drink this, all of you. This is my blood. God knows, covenant poured out for many people for the forgiveness of sin. I'm not drinking wine from the cup, from this cup again until the new day when I'll drink with you in the kingdom of my Father. They sang a hymn and went directly to Mount Olives. Now what I got out is, this is my new covenant with God, being baptized and my sins washed away, becoming a child of God, and knowing his praises are faithful. We gotta bring Jeanette up. She's finishing it out.
Okay. As you know, I love to talk on the microphone, right? I called this God and the Butterfly. It's a small, short testimony of God, how just a little bit about me, but then her. I met Jesus in a way I thought I couldn't. All I can say is, wow, what a blessing and a gift from heaven. When I met Jesus, I was broken in a million pieces, a shattered heart, and ready to give up. Jesus said, no way, daughter, just follow me. And I did. I stood in prayer and then decided to get baptized on September 22nd of 2021. The best thing I ever did. And then I found myself in secret places to just be with God on the mountaintop as I talked to him. And every time I was done, many butterflies would just fly around me, landing on me. And it was amazing. Then as I walked down the hill, I hear a hello. And it was Pauline. And we would talk every time I walked down the hill. Then one morning, she asked me, would I like coffee? And I was a little scared. But I heard a small voice in my heart say yes. Share the good news. So I said yes to her. For months, we would do the same thing. Coffee friends, I called it. About a few days later, I told her I was baptized and why, and how Jesus saved my life. And she always listened, not knowing if she was interested was the scary part. I didn't want to mess up when I spoke of Jesus. As time went on, I would tell her about the Bible and how it was a map to salvation. She was the only person in 3 years that didn't close her door to my face. Because I love Jesus and how much passion I had for his love and word. Then one day she invited me to church and I was amazed. I stopped and looked up to the sky and said, Jesus, I know you are working all things for the good for those who love you. I came and then I met all of you. And that was a gift from God as well, a new home church. Then one day Pauline said, I want to be baptized. And I jumped up and I raised a hallelujah to the heavens. I knew my friend was the butterflies in my secret places as well as this church home. Losing all but gaining an amazing friend, sister, and a family church. My gift from God because of obedience to him. I love you, Pauline, and seeing you flourish for Jesus makes me so happy. I will always be here for you, and just know this was all God's plan. And he has a great purpose for you, and he will always be there when you need him. If he did it for me, I know he's going to do it for you. A promise to salvation. All glory to God. Amen.